Jeffrey's getting hopeless. It's just too hard to find a good girl these days. Why are they all attracted to the guys who treat them like shit? Adonis. Adonis cheers young Jeffrey up. Listen, young Jeffrey. There is a dark reason why these women prefer those kinds of men. But on a brighter note, there are many normal, healthy women out there that would love to be with a loving man. And so it is your mission to become that loving man and then to filter out the quality women. And then there's you. You've been committing yourself ruthlessly to your self-improvement and you're making awesome progress. Now it's just time to understand the dating game. Today I'm going to help you by explaining the three reasons why women choose toxic men a lot of the time. But also, if you stay around to the end of the video, I'm going to explain actually what will get you more girls and higher quality girls than being toxic. The first thing that you've got to know, if you've been thinking recently that you hate how the dating market is and you hate how many girls are attracted to guys who aren't even like kind people, who aren't even successful, hardworking, who aren't even on self-improvement, I understand the pain, but you need to understand how love actually works. Most people are so unintelligent that they act out their childhood programming. So in general, when a person turns into like, you know, teenage years or adult years and they start looking to date and to have sex, they think that they're actually choosing their options. They think that they're like logically using their brain to choose what kind of person to spend time with and to sleep with and to date. They're not. You know, by far, like the majority of people, their entire dating and sex lives is purely just based on emotions and sort of subconscious conditioning from their childhood years. Basically, you're attracted to a familiar kind of love that you witnessed with your parents. This is proven with psychological studies on what's called the attachment style. Your attachment style is kind of like your dating personality based on how your parents loved you and also how they loved each other. And there's three like dating personalities. There's the secure attachment, there's the anxious attachment, and there's the avoidance attachment. Secure are like the normal, healthy, loving people. Anxious are like the ones who are constantly worrying and they want to get super close to their partner because they're so scared of them cheating or leaving. And avoidant are kind of like those people who kind of create a distance. And if I ask you right now, especially with young people, and especially in the kind of Instagram hookup culture, Tinder, TikTok, which of these three is the most attractive? Which dating personality, attachment style would most like TikTok girls want to date in a guy? Secure, loving, healthy attachment? Anxious attachment, where he wants to like keep her close? Or avoidant attachment, where he keeps distance? Avoidance. These days, the avoidant attachment is becoming like a lot more attractive to many girls. But you've got to understand the dark part of this. And this is like, so many guys will be like, okay, so I'll just become avoidant. What does that look like? And I'll start doing it. But that's exactly what I did. And it's actually so much worse for you. Because the reason why so many girls are attracted to the avoidant attachment is because that's how their father was. Their father, in some ways, kept his distance. Maybe their father wasn't in the home. And if a woman's father wasn't in the home, is she going to be as high quality? Maybe their father was like a bad person. Maybe their mother and their father kept a distance from them. And they experienced child abuse when they were like just little babies. Because for most people who are teenagers now, or like young adults now, it's such a fucking weird thing to talk about. But there was a huge rise in a child abuse tactic about 15 to 20 years ago, where parents were told by educators and psychologists and doctors that they shouldn't respond to their child's cries. So around the time that you were born and I was born, or like our generation of anywhere from like 15 to 25, the popular narrative was that if your baby was crying, you shouldn't go and like look after it. You should instead let it cry out in the other room so it learns to be independent. This is avoidance. This is why so many people started to develop like avoidance symptoms, where they feel more comfortable now, like not responding to their partner. So imagine this. Imagine there's like this TikTok girl that you find super attractive, or this girl in your class or whatever it is that you find super attractive. When she was a baby, she cried and she genuinely experienced like bodily trauma because no one came to help her when she cried. She learned this weird belief in her own mind and in her body that no one's going to come and save her or look after her. No one's going to be there to love her. A solid high percentage of women have this like ingrained belief, and guys do too, right? Now when she's older, she has that same feeling of like, yep, you know, like parents don't come and support me. But we're attracted to a familiar kind of love. And so when she texts that like TikTok boy who's got so many notifications on his phone and he takes a while to respond, that in a weird, subconscious, fucked up way makes her more attracted to him because it's like a familiar sense of love. This sounds like woo-woo BS. I'm not some scientist, but you can just go research this if you want to like really find this interesting. Just go research this. It's called Attachment Styles. And it's fucking dark because so many people believe that they, as an adult, as like an older teenager, are acting out their own logical thoughts, but they're not. The majority of people are basically like AFK, just acting out the script that's been fed into them from childhood. And it's so sad because this is like this is your life, your love. And
fuck me, man.
What this means is that broken, unloved people in general go for broken, unloved people. So that woman that you see that you're kind of attracted to, but she's going after some like dickhead guy, the truth is like she's compatible with him. Like she's kind of on that level. She might be hot. Like this is the hard thing for guys, because a lot of the value we place on a woman is her appearance, when that's like probably not right, because we should be judging her more by her personality and her character to see if she is actually a good person. Too many guys just like base a woman on her looks, when instead they should be thinking, okay, first of all, is she even a good human being, or is she a fucking sloth that just scrolls on her phone and eats like chips or something? 90% of women are sluts, right? And guys too. And so if you see this woman like chasing after some guy who's low quality, that means that she is low quality as well. She might not look it from the outside. She might look like, you know, kept together. She might look pretty. She might look clean. But deep inside, she's got like these deep childhood traumas that would very negatively impact your relationship. And it's extremely difficult to help someone to work through that. And you probably need to do it yourself. And so maybe you should be focused on yourself. And the second reason why women seem to really love toxic guys is because these are just the ones who are single. Because think about it, I told you that there's like three dating personalities that we all have. Like we all kind of have either one, right? The thing is, you know those secure guys and those secure girls? They get into a relationship and then they're not often single. Someone who's secure and healthy and not traumatized from childhood. You probably can think of some couples yourself. They get into a relationship when they're like 14 years old and they're still together. These are the random couples who just get together. You never hear of them having like much drama or any bullshit, cheating on each other or anything like that. And they're just together like even now, years and years later. Like I remember being in high school and some like, you know, kind of healthy middle class people. I kind of used to recognize them. I was like the traumatized brown kid in the corner who was getting beat up at home, but I'd recognize like, you know, these kind of couples that had been together. They're still together now 10 years later. And so what this means is, you know, those healthy, non-toxic people, they're just not available on the market, which means that for the people who are single, a high percent of them are actually anxious or avoidant, because anyone who's secure is usually either in a relationship right now, or if they just went through like a little breakup and, you know, they're being single for a little while, usually the secure people are quickly put back into a relationship again because they're just so desirable. Everyone wants to be with someone who's just healthy and secure. This means that when you are seeing the single girls that you could be going for, there's a huge chance that they are anxious or avoidant. And of course, when they are looking to date or sleep with guys, what are they seeing? Well, the secure, healthy guys are all in relationships. But the guys who are willing to, like, you know, sleep with them or date them are the anxious or the avoidant ones. So it becomes this like self-fulfilling negative spiral down to the bottom, where basically like most people who are single for a reason. Because anyone who's high quality, anyone who's got like a really good mental health, usually ends up getting into a relationship and then staying in the relationship long term. It's only on the internet where it's seen as cool to be anxious or avoidant by all these like red pill guys and these TikTok girls, and you know, this like be your own queen shit and high value man, I sleep with lots of girls, I stay single. It's only on the internet. In the real world, everyone looks down upon like the fucking anxious and the avoidant motherfuckers. And of course, we can say this isn't really your fault, you know, it's something that happened to you, but it's still your responsibility to improve it and to figure out, okay, why do I do the things that I do and how do I stop doing them? How do I get better at this? But another part of this, which again is quite dark, the women who are in those two categories, the anxious and avoidance, they are incredibly easier to have sex with than the women who are secure. A woman who's secure and healthy usually will take a while to have sex with a guy. Now, this might seem like it's not true because you could just think, no, most girls are having sex straight away. Again, that's like the girls that you see who are in this group. But the healthy girls often will take weeks, months, and even longer to have sex with a guy. Whereas the anxious girls and the avoidant girls, for them, it's like, for a lot of them, it's quite normal to have sex like on the first date as soon as you meet. This is just from like observations and also experiences of life. What this means is those women who have the tendency to go after the toxic guys are easier to sleep with because of things like insecurity, emotional pain, subconscious conditioning, whatever, right? And so if they're easier to sleep with, what kind of guy is going to be pursuing them? The toxic ones, the guys who've got, you know, way more abrasive confidence, who the guys who just want to hook up, the guys who just want to get laid. And so it's another unfortunate spiral. And this is the most important point. Earlier this video, I told you, I'd tell you about the way that's better, right? Because right now, I've basically just told you, like, okay, if you become a toxic guy and you become someone who's kind of avoidant, you'll be able to sleep with more girls. And I promise you, it is true. If you become more avoidant and you start acting really distant and you start replying to a text really slowly, you'll be able to have a higher quantity of sex per year. But trust me when I say, and trust the other, like so many guys who say this, that's not what the goal actually was. Because just sleeping with like broken girls, it's not good. It seems like it's kind of this cool thing and it makes you feel like a man. You know, like I'm sure that 90% of guys watching this already know it's a bad thing, but I know for a fact 10% of guys and a lot of fucking brown guys, even though they don't like to admit, a lot of like Muslims and Christians are fucking massive degenerates, and I know they watch my channel. Trust me when I say, being this, you know, trying to say that, like cope and say, oh, but it's just to be social, haha, I just want to go to some parties and be social, when your real goal is to fuck as many girls as possible. It's such a distraction, first of all, from your productivity and from your work and your growth as a man, but two, it's nowhere near as enjoyable as it seems it would be. When you're sleeping with like a broken, like anxious, avoidant girl, it's like this weird awkwardness where you're almost with this like shell of a human. And you're not like even really enjoying it. The most enjoyable part is afterwards, you get to message your other degen broke friends and tell them that you slept with this girl, and some of them will validate you like a little fucking dog. They'll pat you on the back. That's like low level ambition. If you've got higher ambition, which you clearly do if you're watching this video, we want to get up from here. We don't want to just sleep with some random girls. We want to have some standards for ourselves. We want to stop this fucking day in market problem. We want to actually attract better women. And also, if we're being honest, you know, with higher levels of standard, we also want to have better sex. So this is like the best piece of advice I could give you for relationships for so many young guys. Don't just have low standards and try and sleep with any girl that you can. And usually those are the broken women. Usually those are the ones with so many problems, STDs, and like, you know, the girls who are like on TikTok and social media all the time. And you fucked her today. Some other guy fucked her tomorrow. You fucked her like the day afterwards and you're like proud of yourself. Yeah, I banged her twice. But like, well, you're not realizing this. She still has remnants of another man's child inside of her stinky hole. You don't want to live that life. This is low level of ambition. Don't think that you're some hard top G type of guy because you can sleep with some broken girl who's got problems. This is not the ambition that you should stop at, because you know you're more than this. The higher level is attracting the women who are way higher quality, the secure women, the healthy women. And how do you attract them? Because they're usually off the market. You attract them by giving them the love that they're familiar with. Remember, we said that in general, most like the basically everyone is just like a robot acting out their childhood conditioning. There's probably less than 1% of people who are actually like awakened and they like act out what they really know is like with their logic. The majority of women and guys will basically just act out the childhood conditioning, which means that if you want to attract like a secure woman, you need to give her the kind of secure, healthy love that her father did. How do you do that? By showing up, by being reliable, by consistently texting her and telling her like where she stands in your life, not by playing those games, not by taking a while to respond, not by like trying to fuck her as fast as possible. Her father, if she's a secure like attachment woman, her father was a good man. And if you want to attract women like this, then you need to be a good man too. You need to be there consistently loving. You need to be mature. You need to be hardworking. You need to be more of a family man. And you might think, oh, well, you know, like what's the reward of all this? I could just sleep with loads of girls right now. One, these healthy girls are a lot better to be with. They're the kind of ones who will genuinely like level up your relationship. And when you get into a relationship with one of these girls, you will make the fastest progress ever to your goals. So imagine the goals you've got right now, like you've written them up on your wall or your documents. You want to make 10K a month. You want to build like a better body. You want to be more social. You want to be more confident, right? Imagine the progress that you're making to them is kind of like 45 miles per hour right now. And when you get with a secure, healthy girl, just by their sort of feminine energy, for some reason, it's just like you're suddenly on 80, 75. It's so weird. It's like you're just, you've got more power in you when you have a woman like this who loves you. It's incredible how valuable it is to have like a good woman by your side. And not only that, you'll have better sex with them. Because really just, really visualize this, right? Visualize being with an anxious or an avoidant girl sat in the back of her car after just fucking, and you're awkwardly putting on your shirt on your like skinny arms, and she's literally grabbed her phone already and she started scrolling. Because that's the reality of like sleeping with these like broken women. And compare that to a loving relationship where you and your girl are both reading like books on how to improve your sex life, and you've literally been like training and practicing with each other to the point that your sex life becomes like fucking incredible because you get to actually improve it together. You think you're going to meet some anxious or avoidant girl who's easy to sleep with today, and she's going to go home and like study a course on increasing her feminine energy? Fuck no. She's going to lie there and you're basically going to masturbate, but with her body. And now you've just, you just jacked off, but added so much more friction. With a good woman, both of you together will have so much more raw fucking animal pleasure to the point that you like, it feels fucking awesome. So can you see how stupid it is why so many guys are wasting their time chasing after anxious women, avoidant women, like, you know, low quality women, degenerate women, like just slutty women. So many guys are wasting their time with this. And the thing is, these guys aren't good men either. The kind of guys, like, I keep seeing the same vision in my mind. 18 to 20 year old brown guy who's coping and saying that it's to be social because this is the shit I used to say. And every few days I'll speak to another fucking brown Indian Pakistani guy. And obviously there's white guys and black guys who do this, who basically like they're not admitting to themselves that they're fucking degenerates, and so they cope and say like, oh, but I'm just being social, I'm just getting experience and stuff. Are you fuck getting experience, bro? You're getting experience with like a girl who's basically dead. It's just like masturbating with your own hand, but just with her body instead. It's like, it's not even good for you, and the pleasure's not even good either. So the only thing that's good about it is the validation you get from loser friends. Imagine that there's probably 50% of men in the world who actually are in this camp, whether they're actually sleeping with girls or not, because like they can't attract any girls. But there's probably about 50% of men in that group right now just wasting their potential. Your biggest growth in your life will come when you start actually like becoming more of that secure, like father figure. That's when you start to attract women who give you like this source of inspiration, where suddenly you're actually enjoying working 12 hours a day. Your business starts making a fuck ton of money. You start basically sending so much money to your family that like everyone's retired now. Everyone sees you as this top guy, this like mature man now. That's what comes when you get a really good woman by your side. And so I really want you to just see how awesome that would be. And again, the sex life is so much better with these women because they're not bringing their trauma to the bedroom. They're not bringing their insecurities. They're healthy women. So for you, if you want to attract these kinds of women, just think to yourself right now, what would her father be like? As an actionable step, either think this out or write this down. Write it as a comment and you can help the algorithm, or write it on your phone or a piece of paper, whatever. And just answer the question, what would a healthy, secure attachment woman's father have been like? How would he have loved her? How can I imitate that now? And also think about not just how you'd interact with her, but the characteristics of those like strong, masculine, mature, successful fathers. And then the final thing that I'd say, this is something which like a lot of the blue pill guys who, you know, tell you like relationships and love don't say. One of the very important things that I'd say, if you're, you know, you're starting to get enlightened and you're thinking, okay, that'd be actually really good. Like if the sex is going to be better and it's also healthier and it's also, she's a nicer girl, so I'll enjoy spending time with her, then it seems better. I'll just go after like a secure woman instead. The final thing that I'll just give you as like an actionable step is figure out ways that you will have this secure, healthy woman and your sex life will keep getting better. And so right now, you might not have much experience to say. It's not about like being experienced or having sex or anything, but it's just like practical self-improvement things. Could you read a book on sex and relationships with her every week? Could you watch like podcasts? Like, for example, there's a podcast on YouTube. It's called Jay Shetty. It's like some like famous guy, right? And he's doing podcasts with like a bunch of like relationship experts and sex experts. And loads of people are giving out amazing education on how to improve your love life. Imagine if you watch one of those podcasts with your woman and she was excited to try some like thing with you. That's the reality that's available, but only if you take a step back from the degeneracy, from those kinds of women who are attracted to the toxic men. Because the last warning I'm going to give you, if you think you're going to do both, if you think, okay, I'll eventually get a secure woman, but at first I'll just fuck a few bitches, you know exactly what's going to happen? The good women are not going to be attracted to you, because the man that you become to be able to attract the anxious, avoidant women is not the one that attracts the healthy women. So many guys think, okay, well, I'll just sleep with some of these girls to get some practice and some experience. But that's not how it works, because you're getting experience with a completely different kind of woman. That's like having a football match coming up and you go into the basketball court to practice playing basketball. You're playing two separate games. It's just stupid. Practice football for football. If you want to get these secure women, practice for that. So many guys will try and do both. Oh, yeah, I'll develop myself to be secure, but I'll just fuck a couple of girls like every now and then. No one will find out. It will come across in your mannerisms, in your behavior, in the way that you talk, in the way that you flirt with the healthy girl. Because how you flirt with an unhealthy girl, a broken girl, is very different to how you flirt and attract this girl. All the like the real guys who get girls will know this. To attract these broken women, you want to take a while to respond to their messages on purpose. Sometimes you want to leave them on read, especially after you've had sex with them. You don't even message them at all. That's how you hook broken women. Because think about the message that's sending to them. Think about the kind of broken, like damaged woman and how she's attracted to that. And I know I sound awful in this video saying the words broken, damaged, but I'm not just saying this about the women. To be a guy in this situation, you're the broken, damaged one. I was the broken, damaged one as well. This is what so many guys who are in this red pill, high value man thing, like, you know, they're sleeping with these broken women and actually making fun of them and saying, oh, OnlyFans, sluts, high body count and stuff. They're sleeping with them without looking themselves in the mirror and thinking, wait, I'm broken and damaged too. All these high value men broken and damaged. Of course they are. They all talk about cheating on their wives. They all talk about having loads of sex with loads of random girls. And then they say those women are like, oh yeah, you know, high body count women. It's like, bro, you're a high body count bitch as well. Is that how you want like a strong masculine father to talk about you? Imagine you eventually meet like your dream woman and you like actually think to yourself, fuck bro, she'd be amazing like to really get into a good relationship, to marry, to have children with. And imagine she shows you to her father and her father fucking forbids it because he's a man and he looks you in the eyes and he can smell the herpes from you. Imagine, like, you can maybe, like, delude a woman, a healthy woman, into believing that you're, like, a normal, healthy guy. But if she's actually got the kind of father that we think that she would have, which, of course, she would have, you know, she's going to have a strong, secure father, right? When she brings you back to their house, her father will see through you. And when you're not looking, like, when you're back home, he'll say to his daughter, you can't date her anymore. Imagine losing your dream fucking woman because her father could tell that you are still a degenerate. Imagine then the woman you would have had children with and now put yourself in the back of that fucking car with that degen woman and like, here you are fighting mental health problems thinking I really love the other girl. And here I am with this girl whose breath kind of stinks. This is the reality for so many broken men. And I wish we could just reframe the entire dating market to tell men, stop acting like broken little bitches. The way that so many guys are complaining about women having high body counts, like I used to, and I had a high body count. I was sleeping with so many girls coming onto the internet and saying like, yeah, women with a high body count, what a fucking dick. What a, like, an absolute idiot. If you're saying that women are broken with high body counts, it's you who's breaking them. So stop doing it. Because you're not benefiting either. You get to ejaculate like a little monkey. How great is that? Oh, a little moment of pleasure like a little fucking epileptic weirdo. Oh, 5 seconds of pleasure. Oh my God, I feel so good. Oh, what the fuck is that? Oh, but I can, you know, I can message my friends and they can like me. What the fuck is this, bro? Pursue the good women and become that great man that can actually attract them. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.